Just to start off, just obviously we're in our next phase of development, which is OTAs, you know, with our players. And, you know, a couple things to share with you that I've talked to the players about was, you know, it's at a point now where the majority of the players are in. Obviously, we have some players that, veteran players that have some personal issues that they're taking care of, that we're aware of. And obviously, we have some of the young kids, the rookie kids, at their graduation date. Hasn't come to a point yet where they can return to participate. But the majority of the people that are here, what I talked to the players about was, you know, it doesn't really matter how you've been acquired, you know, whether you've been a draft pick or an unrestricted free agent or a free agent. You know, it's really what we do now on the field to get us to a level where we can become competitive for the 53-man roster. So we talked to the players about that. We talked about OTAs of learning the system, learning how to practice. You saw today that, you know, we need to do a better job of staying up, you know, staying on our feet. That's the one thing that we're looking for out of them. And we're looking for effort. And I thought that between yesterday and today that we've got ourselves started at a good point where now we can evaluate and keep pushing forward and keep getting more from the players and more from myself and more from the coaches.
What are your views in regards to, you know, graduation rules and things like that? I mean, you come from came from Syracuse.
I came from a great academic institution. Is that what you were meaning to say?
Yes.
But
that's not
what you...
I know I'm all enough to say.
I'm actually for them. I'm a big supporter of student athletes and a big supporter of making sure that you graduate. I applaud the NFL and what they've done from when I was a player until now. I was one of those players. You know, I was one of those players that had to leave school. And that's why, you know, when you look at, you know, my resume and you'll see, 1991 is when I graduated. Well, a lot of that is because I did have to leave and go to the team that drafted me.
I guess what the question I'm asking is the guys who aren't here, what they're losing as far as, you know, because their graduation times.
Well, I don't look at it as far as what they're losing. I look at it as far as what they're gaining. They're gaining an education that lasts a lifetime, and that's how I view that.
Coach, you talked a lot about the competition in the quarterback position. Does that start now, and if so, what is it?
I think it starts as soon as people are acquired. You know, you start the competition. I think right now that we've done a good job because we're watching the reps of the quarterbacks and we're trying to make it to a point where it's equal. Well, obviously Kevin and Tavares have been here for a while, so it's not to that point yet. But we are getting a lot of reps out of EJ right now. Probably a little bit less than the other two are, but our goal is to somewhere along this line during these OTAs as he progresses to have those equal amount of reps.
Coach, EJ mentioned before the draft that he had worked with a personal quarterback coach to get ready. I don't know if the other guys do that, but some do, some don't. Do you have any thoughts on, you know, a player having a personal coach like that? And is there any concern about the message that he might be getting there differing from your message and things like that?
Well, I think nowadays, and I'll speak just as a parent. I mean, you know, I have a 9-year-old. He has a pitching coach, a hitting coach, a baseball coach. And, you know, I struggle a little bit with that personally. But I think that's what we're seeing now. You know, you're seeing it at a little league level. Kickers have been doing it for quite some time. Quarterbacks are doing it. Offensive linemen are going and training with people. So I think that you see a lot of people doing that. And does it send a mixed message? I don't think so, because I think the player is training to a certain point, and then once we get the player, we become the coaches.
Coach, when you said you struggled with it, what?
I struggle with it as a parent. Like my wife and I, we argue about this all the time. I'm like, when I grew up, you know, I like to look at myself as a good baseball player. I had one little league coach. He picked us all up in a station wagon. We all went to a batting cage. We all went out and practiced. We all walked down the field, and I think everyone can relate to that, especially in this town. And I think now as parents, it's like, you know, logistically, it's very difficult. You know, and for us, the expenses is high too. You know, but we want the best for our children, you know, and I think that, you know, it's become so individualized. I mean, I want my son to play, you know, multiple positions, multiple sports, and be a kid and have fun, you know. And I think when at a young age, and I'm going to get my butt kicked for saying this stuff, But, you know, at a young age, you know, hey, I played all sports, played all different positions, had some fun, ran around, you know, and nowadays everything's becoming more specialized at a younger age. And I think that's what we're seeing.
So you're okay with your guys, whether it be the quarterbacks or anybody else?
I think here's the good part about it. He's working. He's training. He's trying to get better. He knows what we're expecting now. So if one of our players left to go train with someone else, they know what our system is. They know what our drills are. So I do not have a problem with that.
Coach, when you took the job and you need to come up with a general philosophy on how to teach a team your playbook or your playbooks, can you give just like maybe a thumbnail
sure.
of your thoughts on that and where you are in that phase?
Sure.
Well, obviously for us, you know, the iPads helped us out, you know, quite a bit, I think, because there's so much more you can put on it, you know, to learn and to teach. And I believe everything comes from a foundation. And I think that when you look at the foundation of defense, you know, you're putting in a front and you're putting in a coverage. You're putting the same thing on offense. You're putting in, you know, a run game foundation, a passing game foundation, because and what you're trying to do is you're trying to build this that when adversity does hit, and adversity hits all the time, you know, throughout the course of a season, that you're able to go back to that foundation. And I think it's a very it's a lengthy answer, because your foundation is built on your, you know, individual mental training, individual skills. Then you take it to combination skills. Then you take it to half unit skills, full unit skills, and then you go out there and practice all the different situations. And I think what you'll see out of us is more of a progression, you know, of how we practice is the same way how we install. And if you watch practice from the beginning, you know, it's individual, then there's some type of group work, then there's some, you know, split up type of group work, and then we go to our team period. So progression teaching.
How basic are things right now?
Well, here's the thing that you get into trouble with, in my opinion, is that you want to keep things, you want your foundation put in and your plays put in. What happens during the course of a season, you know, problems have come up on both sides of the ball, even in within 2 days, offensively and defensively, where you would say, hey, if this team's doing a lot of this, this is the adjustment we can make. What I didn't want to do is two things. When we came in here fresh. So now we have the ability as coaches, all right, to look at the playbook and say, okay, this playbook kind of gradually builds as you develop as a coach and as you're going through a season. And what we tried to do is I told the coaches, I said, look, now's a chance to strip all that stuff down. Let's get to the foundation, and then we can start working on the adjustments when the season comes and the game planning comes. I think a lot of times you can get yourself in trouble if you're working on the adjustments first before you're working on the foundation of plays.
Hey, Coach, you've had Paul Hackett and Mike Pettin Sr. around for a couple days. Can you talk about the resource that they might provide both for their sons on your staff and for the team in general?
Well, I first think that they're, you know, obviously proud fathers. I mean, that's the first thing they are. I think that, you know, obviously with Paul have been in the profession, and Nathaniel and Coach Pettin and now his son, I think that's the first thing that they are. And I actually, and I've talked to Buddy about this and Russ and people around, I like having, you know, people that have had that type of experience, people that have, you know, had a lot of success. You know, my father-in-law will be here eventually. And I think what it does for at least me, and I think it does for Nathaniel, and it does for Mike, is I think it just keeps you grounded, meaning that, you know, in this day and age, everything is so much schematics and scheme. You know, we sometimes lose sight of, you know, the fundamentals of blocking, tackling, and the things that have been the stronghold of this game for a long time, or the foundation of this game. So I think it's good, and to get, you know, guys making sure that, hey, you know, managing us, and they're people that are close. It's family. I mean, there's no one that wants us to do better as individuals as those people that are around us.
Coach, is that part of the reason why you kind of immerse yourself in the individual position drills and you're working with linemen today? Some head coaches just step back and observe from start to finish. You seem to make a point of getting involved in those individual position drills.
I think that's a point of just managing myself, honestly. In other words, I think that, you know, when you first become a head coach, you know, it's kind of like, you know, well, how do I want to be? You know, you're trying to look for an identity, you know, what you want to do. And I don't know if many people say this publicly, but I just tell you the truth. You know, so for me, you know, that first approach was like, golly, I don't feel like I'm really doing anything. You know, I'm just kind of like a judge, you know, just kind of when I mean judge, just be saying, okay, this side play like this, this side play like that, you know. And then what I found was I didn't enjoy that. That wasn't my passion. That's not what I wanted to do. So I try to get involved now more for myself than it is anything else. And I think it helps getting around to all the position groups because you can relate to those players better because you have to coach the whole team.
What do you think this is winning today? It looked like, at least on the defensive side, a little bit of this package work. I mean, it's still not real football yet for your guys out there, but that's another layer that really benefits both sides of the ball just in terms of making decisions that much quicker, right?
You're talking about blitz, the blitz packages?
Some of the blitz packages.
Yeah, I mean everyone that's in OTAs now is doing it, and then we just got to get our players ready. If you think about how we train, you know, from an offensive standpoint, you know, you're training that, you're getting the technique correct, okay? Then you're going forward and working on those technique and fundamentals. But then you're going, like for the quarterback, he's going to throw routes versus air. So he's just throwing the routes as you go. And then you look at the next point, it's decision making. You know, so the faster we can get to, you know, situations, whether it's zone or whether it's pressure, where now they have to make decisions on the field, the better they'll become and the better evaluation for us.
Stevie Johnson stays 100 years back. Is that still an issue? Is that still bothering him?
He does have a problem, like you said. And again, you know, I think that I feel very comfortable that, you know, what Stevie has done in the past. So for me, it's more important for me to get him healthy and get him well, you know, than it is to try to push him to get on the field. And I've said that to a couple of players that are out here already that have, you know, a little bit of soreness, you know, hey, listen, we're here to make sure that, you know what you're doing and you're healthy. But like I said before, it's very difficult to make a team in this time frame right here, but it's easy not to make a team in this time frame.
Coach, you have a couple more guys. You're very young. Mm-hmm. With two guys have started a decent amount. I know there's some Stephon Young. Just how do you feel about your youth there? Just that position.
I like it. I really do. You know, because, you know, sometimes when you come in and you're teaching new concepts and new things that, you know, not that I don't want to use the phrase, you know, teaching old dog new tricks, because there are a lot of older players that can make that transition very well. But it's good to get them when they're fresh and they're not locked into a certain, you know, technique that they're doing. So I like a lot of those young guys back there.
That's that last one.
You have a goal in mind for when you want to make a decision about who wins the quarterback competition?
I think it's up to the players. And at other positions too. I mean, you know, it's out there, and it's basically once we see one person pull away from the other, then I think it's, you know, then you make that decision. To put a timeline or anything on it, I think is very difficult. And I think again, it's up to the players to do that.